Hi, this is Josh Ritter. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. So sit back and pop open a cold one.
Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Winter's over. Be my darling.
I remember you well at the Chelsea Hotel, talking so brave and so sweet, and giving me head on the unmade bed as the limousines waited in the streets. Those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love for the workers in song. Probably still is for those of them left. Then you got away, didn't you, babe? Always turning your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you, I don't need you. And all that jiving around. I remember you well at the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And then clenching your fists for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself and you said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, oh, didn't you, babe? Always turning your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you, I need you, I don't need you, and all of that jiving around. Now I don't mean to suggest that I love you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well at the Chelsea Hotel, but that's all. I don't think of you that often.
Pretty way to start the show, isn't it? That's our old pal Josh Ritter. And this is Tell the Band to Go Home. My name's Jeff. I'm here for the next couple of hours playing a singer-songwriters and wearing the wrong headphones. I can't get my headphones, so if the show sucks today, it's because I'm not wearing the right headphones. I think I have a little bit of OCD or something, because my whole life is shot because I can't wear the right headphones. I'm a little upset. But I'll get over it. You'll help me, right? We'll have some good music. That right there, by request, I guess you could say. That was we'll send that out to our old pal Jeff O'Leary and his lovely wife. Saw them last night at the big West End Cultural Center, and he said, "Hey, does Josh Ritter do a song about the Chelsea Hotel?" I was like, "I think he does." So there you go. That is, if you're keeping track at home, that is one of the bonus tracks from his first album, Golden Age of Radio, and nice little tune there. So. Good on you. Thanks, Jeff, for making me dig that one up. Last night, stellar show at the West End Cultural Center. I think I'll talk about that in a little bit, but I don't know. The big soul review with Novelero and Friends last night was even better than I could have imagined it would be. It was pretty stellar. And if anybody out there from the Jazz Festival is listening, and I mean they should be, that should be like a big jazz fest show. Big dance party at the Pyramid or something. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. But I also have some other things to say about that. But speaking of the West End Cultural Center, I know lots of you are out there, and because lots of you are smart people. On a Monday night to see one of the best shows I've seen in a long time, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. How cool was that? And how nice are those guys? Like I couldn't believe it. So you might have seen me right up front there. Me and KK, we walked in early, but somehow we managed to get seats right up front. And there's a little space right beside us, and a music stand set up. So I kind of knew what was coming, but I didn't know, you know, quite how cool it would be. So about halfway through their set, the guys jump down off stage and they come to play right there in the front row. And it turns out that I'm sitting like right beside them. And before they get up there, Tom Wilson leans over to me and he says, "I'm really sorry, man, but I'm going to have my back to you. Is that going to be okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I think that's okay." And they played this song right here. And it was probably one of the finest moments in a concert I've seen in a long time. I should mention that I didn't really see it because they were playing, you know, kind of behind me and I was blocked by Tom Wilson, but it was very, very cool anyway. And they kept apologizing to me for that. And I was like, I picked the seat. I don't mind, believe me. How cool is it to have Blackie and the Rodeo Kings playing right over your left shoulder doing this amazing song right here? Pretty cool.
It was broken. The hills were smoking as the men withdrew. We stood on the cliffs and watched the ships slowly sinking to their rendezvous. They signed a treaty and our homes were taken. Loved ones forsaken. Try to raise a family, end up the enemy over what went down on the plains of Abraham. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, golden stayed on to finish what they started. They never parted, they're just built that way. We had kin living south of the border. They're a little older and they've been around. They wrote in a letter, life is a whole lot better.
So pull up your stakes, children, and come on down.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front moving in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. My clothes were wet and I was drenched to the bone. Been out ice fishing, too much repetition. Make a man want to leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare, all we had was gone. Broke down along the coast, oh, but what hurt the most? When the people there said, you better keep moving on.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold.
Everlasting summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turf, this ain't my season. Can't think of one good reason to remain.
Oh, we worked in the sugar fields up from New Orleans. It was evergreen up until the flood. You could call it an omen, point you where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood.
Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home.
Stars, they climb on every rung, and may day.
And you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Go home!
On 101.5 UMFM.
Oh man, look at my life. I'm
24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed. Take a look at my life, I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Oh, I look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Lullaby. Look in your eyes, run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me, doesn't mean that much to you. I've been first and last, look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you. Take a look at my life, I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. Oh, I look in my eyes and you can tell that's true.
Expression. Hey.
the lovely and talented Waylon Jennings there with Begin. They just won some Folk Alliance Award for being so good. So way to go for being so good and winning an award, because you're good. We heard Begin and Old Man before that, and I'll get to that in a second. But we heard Bob Dylan and the band before that with Forever Young, and it's so funny. I was honest to God, I was gonna send that song out to our good friend Allison Green, who always listens to the show, and because I thought, like, who better to embody that song? And she wrote in and said, "Oh my God, you're playing my song." So there you go. I was just reading your mind, I guess. And Acadian Driftwood before that from the band. One of, man, that is an amazing, amazing song. And amazing to see, or to hear, I guess, Blackie and the Rodeo Kings do that at the West End on Monday. Amazing, amazing show it was. And definitely a show of the year material. Made much more difficult, though, last night by an amazing show. The Soul Review featuring Novelero and friends at the West End. And hanging out there, I ran into my old friends, the Waylon Jennings. I figured Nikki would be there for sure, but I didn't realize that Ruth would be there, as well as the new Jenny. I'm sure you've heard by now, but there's a new Waylon Jenny, Heather Massey, and she just got into town last night. So I got to meet her last night, and so they were all there. And, of course, you know, if all of them are in town, you know, I had to get on the topic sooner or later. I kind of eased into it, and then at the end of the show, I dropped the bomb. See, when it started way back years ago, and I don't know what year was that, 2002, the Waylon Jennings got together? I don't like to brag, but their first public performance was sitting right over there in this time slot. It wasn't exactly the show, but it was in this time slot. And, they went on to bigger and better things since then. And then a couple of years ago, we were treated to a visit in the other studio by... the new Waylon Jenny then, Annabelle Chwastik. And now there's a new Waylon Jenny, and they're all in town. And I mean, it kind of seems silly for them not to want to come in on the show, even though maybe I'm the one that's cursed them in the past. I don't know. But I'm going to make repeated public pleas for the Waylon Jennies to please come on the show, because I think it's only fitting. I think your fans deserve it. Do it for the fans. Don't do it for me, because I mean, who cares what I think? But I don't know if you remember this, but back in about 1980, on a Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels made several repeat requests and bribes, actually, to get the Beatles to reunite and perform on Saturday Night Live. And so I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to make a public plea, and I'm going to make an offer to the Waylon Jennies to come down here and perform live on Tell the Band to Go Home. It'll be a little different than the $3,200 that... was offered to the Beatles, but I'm going to offer them a $5 Tim Hortons gift certificate each, and a beverage from across the hall. That's what I'm going to offer. So, Waylon Jennings, if you're out there, I don't know how you could refuse that offer, but if you come down here and play on the show, anytime, I don't care, whenever you're free, come down here and play. $5 Tim Hortons gift certificate each of you, and a free beverage from over there across the hall at IQ's. I mean, that's just the kind of guy I am. I do that for you, the fans, as well as, you know, for the girls. So there you go. That's my offer. So please consider that offer. Have your people contact my people, and we'll see what we can do. Okay. What else? Oh yeah. Speaking of the West End Cultural Center, every year or so they have this party around this time of year where they not only have the usual good music show, but they show a movie, and they make you dinner. And everyone in the past, I've been invited to work, and have had a great time, like a really great time. And I don't know who exactly to pin this on, but I haven't been invited this year, nor has T-Bar or Corky. Now, I just went for the fun, but those two worked really hard to make this thing a success for the past few years. I'm just saying, I don't know how it could be a smashing success without us, but I'm going to encourage folks to go down to because I'm the bigger man. I'm going to encourage folks to go down to dinner and a movie next Saturday night at the West End Cultural Center. They're showing the Danu tour movie. You remember that band, Danu, that Irish band? They're showing their movie, One Night Stand, and some band is playing, but their name's not on the website, which you'd think somebody should mention. But there's an Irish band playing, and I'm sure it'll be good. and there'll be Irish food. I can't tell you what it is because I'm not invited, but you can go, and it is fun, and it's on St. Patrick's Day, which seems appropriate, and with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I think I'd be a fool not to at least. I mean, I'm not real big on the Celtic music, I'll be honest with you, but I think I'd be a fool not to at least play this song. I mean.
And you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
I'm going the way to leave the misty mountains in the rain. Across the great divide and I'll cross and back again. I'm going to where the sun tempers gold into the grain and the fields of waving wheat go on forever. And the future is as big and as wide as Dublin Bay, with the fargo horns cutting like the cider on the hay. And the months will pass you by until the stroke of New Year's Day, and the law will leave a mark upon your name. When I was but a young man at the age of 17, I left my home in Dublin for to find and catch a dream. And many times I've wondered if I weren't completely mad, but I'd never trade my life for any other. For the future it's as big and as wide as Dublin Bay, with the foghorns cutting like the side upon the hay. And the months will pass you by until the stroke of New Year's Day, and the Lord will leave a mark. Together here will age like rusty nails, but there's something that I had wish to say before the evening's through. May your hearts alive for plenty and may God be good to you. And the future it's as big and as wide as Dublin Bay, with the fog horns cutting like the sign upon the hay. And the months will pass you by until the stroke of New Year's Day, and that all will leave a mark upon your mind. And the future it's as big and as wide as Dublin Bay, with the fog horns cutting like the sail upon the hay. And the months will pass you by until the stroke of New Year's Day. And the Lord will leave a mark upon your name. And the Lord will leave a mark upon your name. And the Lord will leave a mark upon your name.
Chili parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. Here I sit in Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me, for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Now I am just a poor boy, works my middle name. If money was a reason, well, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye.
This is to mother you, to comfort you and get you through when your nights are lonely, through when your dreams are only blue. This is to mother you.
You have Margaret Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. And I've said this before now, and you said I was childish, and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. Oh, if they hated me, they will hate you. England's not the mythical land of Madame George and roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. A young mother down at Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for her kids. In her arms she holds 3 cold babies, and the first word that they learned was please. And these are dangerous days. To say what you feel is to lay your own grave. Remember what I told you. If you were of the world, they would love you. Oh, England's not the mythical land of Madame George and roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving.
That's pretty indeed.
Thanks.
That's
a lot. Have a good night, everyone.
I will. Thanks. It's one of the strangest people in the Canadian music business. That's Paul McLeod from the album from which we stole our name, Tell the Band to Go Home. And I was just noticing that Paul's been promising us a new record. Well, not me, because he won't talk to me anymore for some reason. But Paul's been promising through his record company, Busted Flat Records, a new record for quite some time now, and it looks like it's been delayed yet again. Not a terrible surprise, but it's apparently going to be ready in the spring sometime, which is hopefully soon. And I just noticed that at BustedFlatRecords.com, you can actually order that Tell the Band to Go Home, as well as Close and Play, Paul's other fine record. Tell the Band to Go Home has been out of circulation for a while, and it is a very, very good record. So if you feel like it, order one up, and while you're there, tell him I'm sorry for whatever it is that I've done to offend him. 'Cause he doesn't return any of my messages ever. But that's the case with lots of people, I suppose. A little Ireland set there for you. A couple of those last two songs were written by Sinead O'Connor, Irish songwriter. Black Boys on Mopeds there from Paul McLeod. And before that, Linda Ronstadt and Amy Lou Harris with This Is to Mother You from a fine album called Western Wall, the Tucson Sessions. We heard Guy Clark in there, frequent Amy Lou collaborator, of course, from Dublin Blues. We heard the title track, Dublin Blues. We also heard Stephen Fearing singing about Dublin Bay, and Jess Klein singing about Ireland, and all that in honor of, I guess, St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up on Saturday night, and that's when you can go to the West End for dinner and a movie. And if you go, say, hey, how come Robson's not here this time? I just think that'd be funny. It's not actually that funny. Oh boy. Okay. Last week I screwed up. Well, I mean I screw up pretty much every week, but last week I actually feel bad about screwing up last week, and so I'm gonna sort of right my wrongs in some sort of way. Last week we had a fine interview with a guy named James Murdoch, of course, from the Yukon, now living in Edmonton, was through town, and we had a fine interview and played that, and then so we talked, and you know, during our chat we mentioned James's new record several times, and he introduced a song and we were going to play it in the middle, and then I was going to add it later on, and then when they had left I went to add the song later on, and I realized that I didn't have the CD with me because I'm that dumb. So this week I'm going to play that song that I was supposed to play last week, and he's going to introduce it for us as if I had, you know, had the song last week. So here's what James had to say about this fine song, and then the song, and then we'll take a break. And coming up after 3 o'clock, we will give you another taste of the best record of 2007, bar none. Anyways, so here it is. This is James Murdoch. Let's take us back in time to 1 week ago, shall we? No. Okay. It's on. That's on. Maybe we won't hear that after all.
Well, let's give a request. That. Maybe you can tell us.
Okay. Here. Okay. Let's try that again. This is a great show. I love this show.
Well, let's play something off that EP. Do you have a request? Maybe you can tell us something about one of the songs.
Yeah. There's a song called "Return Renewed," and it was kind of all stemming from the frustration of going out to Montreal, and that's where my label is. And I remember sort of the first few times that I'd gone out there and flown out there from the label, and was really, you know, excited and in a really good space, and probably the 10th or 12th time that I ended up going out there, and I love Montreal, but I sat down in the hotel room and realized that it wasn't quite as great as I had hoped it was going to be.
And a little romanticized in your mind?
Yeah, and so I guess I kind of sat down, and it was just sort of, well, things are a little different, and I wish that, I kind of hoping to regain the enthusiasm that I had in previous visits, so...
All right, well, here it is. This is brand new from James Murdoch Band on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I'm on the corner of a place that used to be land of opportunity. To love the mystery when the names of these streets were new to me, but all of that went away when the lights changed. Yeah, if I could turn. Nothing to show. I've outgrown my shadow, should've left it long ago. Familiar sights have replaced the mystery. If I could forget this neighborhood. answer.